I've come to the Gashan Somali Community Centre in Acton, West London. We are a month since the October 14th attack in Mogadishu. We also saw further attacks. How are the Somali community coping with these attacks, and what are they saying about the way the international community has reacted to them? So I'm sitting with members of Gashan. Just kindly present yourself.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Sahal Yusuf Ali. I'm the chairman of this non-profit organization, Gashan, which advocates for the rights of disadvantaged people.
Wonderful. Let me just turn to the second member, who is?
Dwali Yusuf. I'm vice chairman of the Gashan organization.
Wonderful. Let me turn my attention to the chairman. So, Sahel, how are you feeling? How is the Somali community in London feeling about these attacks?
Thank you very much. The attacks have just added to the fears and anxiety of the Somalis back home and abroad. The attacks came at a time where a lot of people were anticipating that the relative peace that has been achieved after the current government put a lot of things in place would continue. People were anticipating that the peace Somalia has achieved would continue. So the attacks really put a question mark on the government's ability to sustain peace and fight the militants, al-Shabaab.
And how would you rate the response of the international community to these attacks?
I think the attacks really were the deadliest ever happened in the Somali soil. The attacks caused a large number of properties and businesses to be destroyed. And I think the West and the rest of the world haven't done enough to condemn the attackers. We haven't seen the kind of media coverages that we normally see when one person shoots another in downtown Manhattan, or even in cities like Paris or London. This doesn't mean that the people of these countries are against Somalis, but it means that those who are in position of power are not interested.
The attack in Somalia came shortly after a deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas, but many Somalis noted a quieter response to events in Mogadishu.
The world we live today is a selfish world. And I give you an example. When Somalia collapsed as a state in the 90s, nobody came to us. We have been left to disintegrate and sort out our problems ourselves. And the lack of universal intervention was the militants formed, the piracy came into the surface. We never had a single Somali who lives the life of pirate. Okay? But after even the piracy came, nobody came to us. But when the piracy started to affect the global and regional peace, they intervened. You see all these ships running up and down in the Somali waters, claiming that they are just monitoring the areas. They came not to protect Somali people. They came just to look after themselves. And I think the attacks should have been condemned. Somali people should have been supported. And I think one death in Mogadishu or Paris or London should be the death of a human being. It should affect all of us in the same way.
Dwali Yusuf, do you agree with Sahel, his comments? Do you think the world was slow to react?
Yes, I agree a lot of what my colleague has said. I think Somalia as a country has been forgetting. And it's sad, you know, African life is not compatible to the Western lives, especially Somalia. Somalia has been left over 16 years fighting between Somalians. But I believe France's president has condemned the attack on Mogadishu, and he's also sent his condolences. But the worst condition that Somali people are facing today is not only the bombing, but also Somalia receives drone attacks that the United States of America, now based in Djibouti. And attacks from drones are killing more than these terrorists are killing.
U.S. forces say they carried out a series of strikes against the al-Shabaab group on Sunday the 12th of November, killing several people. Earlier this month, the U.S. also said it struck the Islamic State armed group in Somalia for the first time. But in Mogadishu, the Americans' role is controversial, not least because President Donald Trump has included Somalia on his travel ban and called Somali migrants a disaster during his presidential campaign.
I don't know why Donald Trump telling the world Somali are just producing a terrorist. We're not terrorists. Every nation has a problem, and we had a civil war, and we hope we're going to end it.
But given the ongoing insecurity, are Somalis still willing to go home?
We're going back to our country. I believe by myself, next year I'm going back to Somalia. I love to educate our younger people. I mean, as 75% of Somali children are out of school. I believe bombs and guns, we need to replace pens and pencils to educate our younger people. And so many younger people in Somalia know how to pull the trigger, but they don't know how to write. So that's why I'm going back to Somalia.
Dwali Yusuf was saying that he one day wants to go back to Somalia. Do you think that's a view of a lot of Somalis in London, given what's going on the ground? Are people still willing and hopeful about going back home?
I think a home is a home. I mean, we only came here out of necessity. But no place we can compare to home. We were born and bred Somalis. We had a beautiful life. God bestowed us one of the most fertile lands, two rivers, Shabelle and Juba, one of the longest coastal lines, rich in everything. But sadly, we became, from 1884, since the Berlin Conference to divide Africa among us, the big colonial powers, we became victim of foreign intervention. Somalia have been divided, the flesh of Somali people have been divided up among us, the hyenas that want to nothing but to eat.
Since the early 90s, Somalia has been gripped in civil war. Efforts to restore peace have been under the helm of the AMISOM African Union Force. But it has also been criticized for civil rights abuses, explains Dwali Yusuf.
If American European want to help Somalia, they should take out from African Union. African Union is not supporting, you know. Since the African Union came in 2006, we had nearly more than 200 suicide bombers. And the last atrocity took place last Saturday, which we lost at least more than 50 people dead and hundreds also injured. But on the 14th of October was the worst attack ever took place in Somalia.
We must uproot their sponsors, whoever they are. At the moment, all eyes are on the Gulf region because this is where the financial help is flowing from. So what we need, uprooting these helpers by any means they can. Once the financial ties are eliminated, these terrorists will not be able to operate from the jungles. What they're going to eat? How they're going to drive their cars? Who's going to give them petrol? Comes question.
Observers claim that Eritrea sponsors al-Shabaab in an attempt to counter the regional power Ethiopia, its longtime enemy. Eritrea has consistently denied the allegations. What has changed since the attacks?
The attacks have unified the Somalis. Also, the attacks have changed people's position towards the terrorists. People are no longer afraid. They came into the streets. And first time we are seeing, since the militants started their evil actions in our country, the first time we are seeing street protests condemning the Shabaab directly.
After 3 days of national mourning, thousands of men and women marched through the streets of Somalia, answering the Mogadishu mayor's call for unity in the wake of the October the 14th attack. Since then, security has been reinforced in the capital, and big vehicles now face tougher restrictions coming in. So what do Somalis want to see now?
We don't see that much support from Western world, especially the Europeans, only just rhetoric. And what I would like, if the Europeans want to help Somalia, like French, they should act like as the Erdogan acting, you know, sending planes when atrocity or attack happened in Mogadishu.
After the 14th of October, Turkey sent medical aid to Somalia and evacuated those most in need of treatment, becoming the first country to do so.
We haven't seen these kind of actions in European members. So we would like to see like that kind of action to take Mr. Macron, the president of France. I believe the current leader can change the vision that many people believe Europeans are not reacting well.
You've been listening to Spotlight on Africa this week with me, Christina Orichello. Thank you to the members of the Gashan Somali Community Centre in London, and a special thank you to you for listening. Until next time, stay tuned to RFI.